I finished sixth at the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest, and I have really great memories of this event, of this week. Malmö was great to us. It was a wonderful place to be. And the delegations, we had parties and we had meetings, and all the relations were great. And it was really a celebration of music. I tried to be relaxed, but as a matter of fact, the 3 minutes on stage that I was singing the song, I don't remember. They just disappeared out of my life because really I was so stressed. I thought I wasn't, but I was. And then when the points came, I wasn't as stressed as when I was singing, but I think I was. I couldn't calculate all the numbers, and I think... until the last moment, I didn't even know what place we came in. And yeah, it's stressful. In 1999, I hosted the show that took place here in Israel with Igal Ravid and Sigal Shachmon. And it was a totally different experience. It was a little harder because you have to stay concentrated and focused for a longer time, for many hours. But as opposed to singing the 3 minute song that you have to give all you have in 3 minutes, I think singing is harder. And I really enjoyed the hosting more than singing. Because you have time to meet many of the delegations, and you have the singers are more stressed than the hosts, I think. Never thought of entering the contest again. It was good for its time. It was good for the age, for my age then. I don't mind hosting the show again, but but taking part as a singer, it was great while it was, and I think we should leave the memory as sweet as it was then. I think my advice to those who are entering this contest is to really keep in mind that it's not real life. It's a show. Keep it fun, have fun, because if you win, you have the prize. But if you don't win, you have the memory, and you should make this memory fun and sweet. From time to time, I watch it. Now I watch it with my children. This year, first time I watched it with my children. And I thought it was impressive, really impressive. I think the standards, they keep the standards high. I released a new song less than a week ago. It's called Ma Ata Omer. In English, what do you say? And it's about all the pop stars, the young pop stars. It's funny. The clip, the video is very funny. And now it's on YouTube, on Spotify. And I have many shows. I'm acting in the theater and on TV. And yeah, I hope the corona won't stop all our activities. But I'm working really hard.